right, howlers, let's get howling. But first, a couple quick warnings. First warning, this podcast contains adult content.
Don't be a pixie.
Second warning, this podcast contains spoilers for the entire Red Rising saga.
Don't forget to follow us on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, HowlerPod Official, at HowlerPod. Email is howlerpod@gmail.com. And rate and review us. 5 stars only. If you don't give us 5 stars only, then we're going to send you into the dungeon without any pants on.
Whoa. And now, HowlerPod. Ow! For all things Red Rising, where every episode we dive deep to break down, celebrate, and discuss all aspects of the fantastic Red Rising saga by Howler number one, Pierce Brown.
Ow, ow!
I'm your host, Ben Reinert. I am joined today, as always, by the amazing Aaron Ayers.
Hello, Howlers.
Aaron, what are we doing today?
New achievement!
Wow!
We're interviewing Sam Boyd from Sam Boyd Reads. She is a big Red Rising fan and a big content creator.
Bookish content creator, TikTok, Instagram.
Yes. And today our subject is not Red Rising directly. It's Dungeon Crawler Carl.
We are going to be talking mostly Dungeon Crawler Carl today.
Spoiler-free.
Spoiler-free discussion of Dungeon Crawler Carl.
But not spoiler-free of Red Rising.
But not spoiler-free of
Red Rising. This is for Red Rising fans specifically.
Although there are probably minimal Red Rising spoilers now that I talked
sure,
about it.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, whatever.
So
you guys get it.
Let's dive right in.
All right, let's welcome today's guest. She was once referred to as the TikTok chick by Matt Dinneman himself and is known across the internet and social media world for her incredible Dungeon Crawler Carl content and book-related content. Please welcome to the Howler Pod stage, Sam Boyd.
Ow, ow.
Thanks for
Welcome
having me.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you for joining us today.
We have been admiring from afar. We're so glad to have you on the show. Thank you for
yes.
joining us.
Of course.
Are you a Samantha?
Am I Samantha?
Yeah.
I'm a Sam. I'm a Sam. But I do like the character Samantha. If we're
that's
talking.
What, that's what I was going to
yeah,
ask.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Do you relate at all?
Oh, yeah.
I love Samantha.
So we have Sam on to talk about Dungeon Crawler Carl. Aaron and I have been talking about our love for this series on previous pods.
Yes.
And so we wanted to bring on, like an expert to talk to about it.
Expert and Dungeon Crawler Master.
So first, like, we're super excited to talk Dungeon Crawler Carl, but we want to get to know you, the person, first a little bit. So, I was just curious, like, how did you get into the content creation space? Like,
book talk.
What was your inspiration? How did you get started with the whole thing?
So, funny enough, I used to do makeup, and I actually did a YouTube channel for all of that, Instagram, back in the day, like years ago. And then that kind of faded out with that little thing that happened in 2020. to everybody. So that yes. kind of died down. And then I kind of revisited my passion for reading, funny enough, with some Sarah J. Maas books. I know nobody knows about those, but got me back in, and then kind of hit home base with fantasy, I would say. It was kind of like my main genre, horror, a little bit of this, a little bit of that everywhere. And then I decided, hey, let's revisit that whole social media thing again and see if I love creating community and like just making friends with similar interests. So similar to what I did with my makeup artistry stuff, I was like, let's make some friends that I can talk about books with and, you know, yap about Faye and whatnot. I don't know. Yeah, just kind of went from there. I have so many little book clubs here and there. My friend Kate was actually the one that suggested Dungeon Crawler Carl this time last year, actually. And then okay. I just binged, and the rest is kind of history.
Nice.
Yeah. I love it. I love it. Go ahead, Aaron.
Okay. Speaking of Dungeon Crawler Carl, for those, that's a hard, it's just hard to say.
It's kind of hard to say.
I think Matt's kind of like, he probably did that on purpose.
Dungeon Crawler Carl.
Like in order to make us stumble.
Yeah, definitely.
He's laughing at us. Anyways. for those people listening who haven't read it, and this will be generally spoiler free.
Yes, we're going to keep Dungeon Crawler
Carl content. Conversation.
Yes. Content conversation, spoiler free.
DCCCC.
Yeah.
Can you give a spiel on what it's about, why people should read it, what you love about it?
So like I said, this was not my genre at all, lit RPG. This was my first introduction into lit RPG. And for those that don't know what that is, it's a literary role-playing game. So if you're familiar with video games, that sort of thing, you usually get like the stats and details of leveling up and fighting monsters and whatnot. Like the name suggests, you are in a dungeon, you're fighting through, or not you, Carl, like the name suggests, is fighting through 18 levels of this dungeon. It's basically aliens come to Earth, they want to mine it for its resources, and the whole Earth gets flattened to ground zero, but these aliens have been building this like reality TV show, intergalactic dungeon crawl under the Earth for a long time. So Carl and his ex-girlfriend's cat, Princess Donut, enter the dungeon, and I don't want to give away too much, but the story goes from there. I was roped in immediately just because of the humorous aspects of the book. And I know as you go through each book, and you can attest to this, I know Aaron, you're pretty close to finishing. I believe that the general themes spoken about in the book get deeper and more emotional as you go on. Ben, how far are you?
I'm finished.
You are finished. Yeah. Okay, so both of you can attest to this.
Ben's always ahead of me.
it roped me in just with the humor and the pop culture references and just the fast action, you start falling in love with the characters and then you just keep going with it. I don't know. I can't put it down.
No doubt about it.
It's a good description, yeah.
That was my experience pretty much 100%. Like I had heard a lot about it. And I heard people talking about it and was like very interested. But then once I started reading it, I was like, oh shit, okay. And then it just like, it really pulls you in. And then you're just like, that's probably the fastest I've read.
Like a book one.
Yeah. And all of the books, especially like 5, 6, 7, I probably read those in like, those are super long books. Mm-hmm. Read those so fast. Like I was ignoring my life. And I was just like reading.
Sorry guys, I'm in the dungeon.
I mean, I don't really remember any like slow parts either. Yeah. I think it's just there's constantly stuff happening. So that helps with the, I meant to say like fast paced action and adventure. So yeah, everything from the characters, things happening with each dungeon level. I don't know. Matt is very good at giving you some variety. So it's not like the same storyline over and over and over again, I feel like.
Yes.
Absolutely. Yeah. And then like the lore gets deeper as you go. Mm-hmm. And then it was for me like the first point where I was like really kind of like, okay, the book takes a breath and slows down and the story like really expands. It's probably around like book four. You start learning a lot about kind of like what's going on in the wider galaxy. Before that, it's just like feels like all pure momentum a lot of way, which is like pretty comparable to
surviving
like the first parts of Red Rising.
Right. Yes.
You're moving through, especially the first book, like it gets a series of momentum and then you're just like shot to the end of it. Like a lot of these books have that same characteristic, in my opinion, where once you get the kind of the story down and then you're going and it's just like, I got to get to the end of this book.
Yeah. You get like the world building up front and then you get more like the political intrigue and some of the motivations behind everything. Yeah, for sure.
Was there like an oh shit moment for you where you're like, I'm super into this.
Oh God, it was like the, well, okay, I don't know if this is a spoiler because I feel like everybody should know this by now, but as soon as Donut started talking, I was like, yes, let's go.
This is the cat. And where, if you're watching on YouTube, I got a Donut shirt.
I don't think that's a spoiler because I mean, she's so, it's
on the
so
back
early.
of book one. Yes.
I mean, with all the Jeff Hayes sound clips everywhere, I would hope people know that.
So you mentioned like the humor. Is that the part for you like you connected with the most, or is it like at for first. You is like the action, political intrigue, like kind of combination? Can you talk to that piece a little bit? Like what do you really connect with these books?
Humor, the pop culture references, that spoke to me. It was refreshing because like I said, I was reading nothing but I would say like romance, romanticy, horror, fantasy, like very somber themes, I guess, for a while. And then just to pick this up, I guess, in March of last year, you know, you're coming off the winter, like seasonal depression. needed something.
It's like the exact time I started reading them, too. Yeah. It was like, February, March last year. Yeah.
And it's like, oh, I'm laughing out loud. And if something can do that, like, that is just impactful, period. And yeah, so that's what hooked me. And then, like I said, I get invested in the characters, especially if they're relatable. And I started, you know, as the storyline goes along, like finding bits and pieces of things to kind of latch on to. And then it just took off from there. The more that you start learning about B and other characters' backstories, especially Carl later on. Holy crap. There are so many moments where I just sob like a baby.
You really get to know Carl like what, 5, 6, 7 kind of like those six especially. That's a great call out though. Like there's very few books that I have like laughed out loud to the degree that I laughed out loud to these books, like just absolutely giggling to myself. And my partner Amanda, she just like always, she's made so much fun of me while I was reading these books. She's like, oh, you're laughing, you're giggling at Donut again.
She's giggling at her smut books.
I'm like, yes, she's hilarious. If only you understood.
It's also, I feel like, accessible. If like, it's also my first lit RPG and I never played Dungeons and Dragons or anything either, so I feel like it's accessible as someone who also like didn't play a lot of, I played like Mario Kart, but I didn't play like Halo and stuff. Yeah. So like even the game stuff still, it's very well described. I can follow along even without having a lot of gaming experience.
I think that's a good point. Cause like the lit RPG tag and that kind of like, it seems maybe kind of scary if you've never been into that genre before. This is also my first experience, but I have a little experience playing Dungeons and Dragons, but not a ton. But like, I don't think you need any of that to enjoy these books.
Not at all. I didn't play any video games or Dungeons and Dragons or anything, but I was surrounded by my brothers, my husband, and they play. So I knew like what an NPC was. I knew what like all the terminology was, which was helpful. But yeah, no, I completely agree. I think anybody could pick this up. Like I said, I didn't even know it was lit RPG until after I think I finished.
And your TikTok on that was helpful because
I'll have a bunch of those. I'm really excited for that series. I'm learning so much about the lit RPG world, and I'm loving it. It's a fun place to be.
Have you been reading more in the genre?
Yes. Yes. Okay. I'm trying to eat it up.
What have you gotten into?
All right, the list. I was actually going to share one later that I'm super obsessed with, but Heretical Fishing is one of the ones that off the top of my head that I've been loving lately. A little more slow paced, still has that sense of humor and like sentient side character animals. There seems to be a theme in like the books that I end up like really loving. Like I like a sassy, snarky character. Heretical Fishing. I just finished Beware of Chicken by Casual Farmer. I was just on a podcast with them. Yeah, and then the one I'm going to talk about later is like my all-time favorite right now. So
we'll get into
that. Okay, but
I'm excited to hear about that one.
Prepped for Lit RPG Con in July, so I'm trying to cram.
Oh, where's that at?
Okay, yeah, where's that? Tell us about Lit
RPG
Con.
That is July 10th through the 12th in Denver, Colorado. So,
okay,
are you going to be Donut?
Oh, for sure. And possibly Samantha, too. I might bring both. So
could you do a line down the middle?
Oh, my God. My wig, you know?
Yeah.
Great blonde hair.
Like Cruella style.
Oh,
nice.
My gosh. That would be fun. That would be funny. Yeah.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah.
Let's go. Denver's not, it's only 8 hours.
It's not too far away.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Do it. Oh, that would be so much fun. Matt and Jeff will be there, so.
Yes.
Hell yeah. We actually just saw Matt and Jeff on their Operation Bounce House book tour.
It sold out. We didn't get tickets on in time to get the book signing line. But Jeff Hayes read an excerpt from book 8.
Yeah.
And it was crazy to see him just do it live. And he even does the boop boop sound effects.
Yeah.
And for some reason, when I'm listening to the book, I figured he was not just reading it in a line. I thought, you know, maybe he was getting into character or something. No, he just does it. He has all those voices just ready to go.
I don't know how he does it. He is so impressive. Insane, talented. It's crazy. Yeah.
And I love Jeff and Matt's banter.
They're dynamic.
They're adorable. I love them so much.
It was super fun. That was insane. The line, we're both from Kansas City, and Jeff Hayes is also from Kansas City. So he moderated. That was the only stop on tour where he moderated. But the turnout for this event was insane.
It started 30 minutes late because the line went and wrapped
around,
behind the block. And I don't think they were the bookstore that put it on was ready for everyone.
I think they were, but it was just there was one door. It was so much fun.
It was fun. We're not the only crawlers out there.
Yeah.
No, it's gaining popularity pretty fast, I feel like.
Yeah,
yeah.
The momentum
so many
is
Carls there.
Real.
Saw a few donuts.
Yeah. It's really cool. You want to ask that?
Okay.
Yeah.
So we've seen you on your TikTok talk about your makeup artistry, and you just mentioned that. So you use those skills to do cosplay as part of your content creation, and your makeup just always looks fabulous from all the videos I've seen. I'm like, I need to figure out how to do my eyeliner.
I got you, girl.
But do you have any favorite looks or characters that you enjoy cosplaying? Maybe I assume you'll say Donut, but apart from that, and then what's the hardest part of content creation for you?
Okay. So with makeup artistry, I feel like there's so much more I could do with Donut, and then Samantha, I have plans to make it a little bit more realistic. Like with ears, and I you know, you get the prosthetics and the teeth and contacts, and there's so many different parts,
and her head tattoo and
amazing.
Yes, Miss Me or the other one at the end.
Yeah.
So I was gonna do Miss Me, I think. Face. But yeah, no, number one, I never realized how expensive it is to cosplay. I mean, God bless, especially if you're not focusing just on one character. But I mean, I always want to focus on more and more details, keep adding to it. My Donut cosplay, I just bought a couple more little accessories, her, I can't remember the exact name of it, but it's the chainmail skirt type thing. So I got one of those. I have a little headset. I've got little things that I haven't put out.
You should carry the boom box, connect it to your headset.
Oh my god.
Just yell at everyone.
Oh my gosh, that would be amazing. Yeah, little things like that. And I'm I want to elevate it each time, so it's not just the same type of video. But and then with Samantha, I mean, she's just ahead, so
yeah,
so far, you know, so that's kind of hard to do, but
you just neck up, it's fine.
Yeah, yeah, No, I think, but with I personally love it. I think it's so fun. I feel like I'm like healing my inner child somehow, like bit by bit by dressing up and doing all these like goofy lip syncs and whatever. But I constantly get messages like saying how much people love it. So I'm like, okay, that kind of gives me a little bit of motivation to keep going and keep doing it. But content creation, I guess, like for me, the hardest part is just coming up with new things to do, because I post every day, like just constantly coming up.
You are so good at being consistent.
It's a lot of work.
I mean, so I like to test myself sometimes. And like last year, there was a couple months where I posted like up to 5-6 times a day. And that I was I'm going to burn out. I've got a full-time job. I need to chill. But yeah, I think just constantly like having that creativity like flowing and figuring out what else I can do. And sometimes it's just reposting an old, you know, piece of content too, just to give you a break for a second. But I'd say that for sure.
Yeah. I mean, I love what you said about the details and adding those, like, my partner and I, we watch a ton of RuPaul's Drag Race and RuPaul always talks about how it's the details that separate the best queens from the other queens. And like, so I feel like that's,
you're one of the best queens.
compares to cosplay like very easily. You know, I love that you called that out.
Oh, thanks. Yeah. I truly do think, especially if I'm going to be in person too with people, I think that'll just make it that much better. Now, if I could figure out how to get Mongo to look a little bit more realistic, that would be fabulous. But the inflatable, you know, velociraptor might have to do for now.
Yeah. He just keeps getting bigger and bigger too.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yep. Okay. So we've talked a lot about Princess Donut. And I feel like now is a great time to just like, I would love to talk about her because she's honestly like one of my all time favorite book characters, period.
Yeah.
And I feel like she's the biggest selling point to Dungeon Crawler Carl, like why someone should read it.
So, she is my main character.
I'm going to assume you love Princess Donut as much as we do.
I do.
Can we just like talk about how amazing this character is?
Yeah.
What makes her one of your favorite characters?
So like myself, she's very into, you know, we've got what, Gilmore Girls, Gossip Girl, social media, as a surface level stuff, you know. She's I just like how she's just herself. Like, she can be snarky and sassy and say whatever she wants. And the people pleaser in me can't quite do that yet, but I you know, I would like to get to that point one day. But she's also, you know, kind of been through a lot, and she might put this mask up to the world of being, you know, super brave. And, but she is going through a lot. She's growing up in the dungeon with Carl and literally fighting for her life. And, but also like trying to process issues, you know, with B and that past. So I don't know. I've got a lot of respect for her as a character, and she's a cute little cat. So I just like cuddle her, you know? So.
And absolutely hilarious.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
I love what you talked about there. I think like for me, it's, she's like this really intelligent character, and there's part of the, you know, being in the dungeon that plays into that. But she's also got this like childlike innocence at the same time, like this naivete that just makes her so endearing at the same time. She's intelligent, badass, and she's like a fancy lady, which is hilarious. But like, but at the same time, she's just like you said, she's growing up, and that's that part of her journey is really fun to watch.
And I love her relationship with Carl, like the way she picks on him and like makes fun of stuff he used to do before the dungeon.
Yeah.
I'm not even joking when I say like she is literally one of my favorite book characters I've ever read. Like amazing. I've never like laughed out loud at lines like donut lines. Like,
how do you have in all caps? That's probably my favorite thing.
I am yelling, Carl.
I wonder if Jeff Hayes regrets yelling, because now, like, that's he has to yell for seven straight books.
Yeah. Oh gosh, he's got to protect that voice, man.
Yeah, yelling in a British accent.
Yeah, no, so good.
Do you have a favorite donut catchphrase?
Well, other than that, I am yelling, Carl. My favorite. Well, I mean, there's so many. My favorite quote, I think, from early on was like, "Did we just start a meth war between the goblins and the llamas?" Yeah. That I remember busting out laughing, like literally. I was like, "What the hell am I reading?" You know. Gosh.
So well said.
Yes. Yeah. Wow. There's so many quotes. This book. These books are so quotable.
I like Mongo is appalled.
Yes. Yeah, every time she says Mongo is appalled.
My shirt says this is an outrage.
Yeah. Yes.
I don't know. I can't pull him out of my brain.
When she calls out Carl's boner, that's a little spoilery. Nice. But that's
spoilery. Oh, there's a boner.
when Mongo and Kiki, that whole interaction. Oh, yeah, there's so many, but then there's a lot of sad moments too, not to like totally switch gears, but like
a lot of tender moments.
There is serious depth to this character, and like it's insane that it's a talking cat, but like she's legitimately
a sentient talking,
laughing out loud and crying.
Yeah,
you know, like she's the whole range of emotions she can cover.
Yep.
And she's a great friend to all her friends.
Loyal, very loyal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she has like a code and she lives by it, which I love as well.
Do you have in real life cats?
I have three dogs, actually. Okay.
I'm not even a cat person. Yeah, I don't even really like cats.
I had cats growing up. I always liked my cats growing up, but my husband is quote unquote allergic. I think
See, that's what my dad said, so we never had it. Yeah. Like, you lie. Oh no, I actually have a Rottweiler and two Huskies.
Mongo,
my Rottweiler do videos with me to pretend he's, you know, CC or Gustavo III. So.
Donut would be very appalled.
I know. That's a funny story.
At least
story.
It's not a what is it?
Cocker Spaniel.
Yeah.
Sorry, what's your
phone? No, you're fine. So when I got Matt to follow me back on TikTok after I met him.
Yeah, he's like, you're the TikTok girl.
That video, sometimes it's still to this day, I look at it, I'm like, Jesus Christ. Like that happened. I made a video right after I met him at his book signing in DC. Like the next day, and I was like, hey, you remember me, the TikTok chick or the TikTok person? And I was like, it'd be really cool if, you know, you followed me back. And he's like, only if you let me see your dogs. So I had to, like, he comments that, and I'm like losing my mind. I had to do a video showing him my Rottweiler. I don't think he cared about the Huskies, but anyway. So that's the story about how
we can relate. The first time we interviewed Pierce Brown, it was just like, I can't even go back and like listen to that interview because we're just like cackling at everything he says. It's like we're
fangirl.
Yes, it's completely.
Ben was like relying on me to talk. I'm normally the more outgoing one, and I was just like,
got nothing.
Nothing.
Yeah. I'm nothing honestly.
Sweat.
I was like, he's so handsome. Anyways, that was fun. We didn't get to meet Matt yet.
Yeah, not yet. We saw him from afar. He was hilarious though.
So funny.
Yeah. Let's switch gears a little bit. We're gonna switch over to a little bit of a lightning round.
Ooh.
There's no wrong answer.
Oh,
no wrong
great.
You can, you know, spend as short or as long as you want to answer. We got 10 questions in the lightning round and then a bonus question. So Aaron, do you want to start?
Okay. Do you prefer audiobooks or Ben wrote eyeball reading? I call it analog.
Right now, audiobook. It used to be physical prior to, but I've got some back issues and neck issues and all sorts of nonsense going on with me. So audio is where it's at right now.
Nice.
Okay. Yep.
And you do crafts. So
yeah,
you gotta
multitask.
Multitask.
Did you listen to the Red Rising audiobooks? This is not part of the Red
I did. Lightning. I did.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. So that plays into this next question. Jeff Hayes or Tim Gerard Reynolds?
Oh, AKA that's tough. TGR. That's tough.
I have to Don't go ask that. Me. I'm that. Sorry, Jeff. Just... guys,
I really wanted to put you on the
Come
spot.
Come on.
That
one.
that's a cruel question. Okay. So for your cosplay, are you a hot glue gal or do you have sewing skills or it can be both?
I mean,
I feel like you're asking this because you're a hot glue guy.
I'm a hot gal. I'm a hot glue girly for sure.
I feel like I pretend I have sewing skills. Like I'll make it work. If it nice. Falls apart later,
might be some blood involved.
Yeah. I love
that. Okay, more unhinged fandom, howlers or crawlers?
More unhinged?
Yeah.
That's tough.
That is tough.
They're both quite out there.
Yeah.
It depends. I feel like, sorry, it's not my question.
No,
you can answer.
Yeah. I was going to say, are they like Severo fans?
Yeah. Right.
Or are they like Darrow fans?
I would say, I feel like Severo fans are going to be more unhinged, obviously. Yeah. But then, I mean, you got people cosplaying Prepotente and they're just screaming. So I don't know. Like,
that's amazing. I haven't seen that yet.
Oh my God. There's a really good one going around. I'll send it to you guys.
Okay.
It's yes, fantastic. Please
do. That's amazing.
I think that's a tie. I would call that one a tie. They're both pretty. Well, yeah.
I think Matt has created a world of like more whimsy where you can be more outlandish, maybe.
Yeah.
Like you can wear boxers outside the house and be barefoot.
It's hard to beat the howlers with like enthusiasm and passion, though, because they just like jump on shit.
Sure.
I don't know.
Crawlers, though.
On that, I feel like
okay. All right.
Crawlers are a little crazy.
We see more of the Red Rising stuff.
That's true.
Obviously.
True. Yeah.
We have opposite feeds. So.
Yeah. It's like me and my parents. We need to swap for you pages.
Oh no! I do not want to see my parents for you pages.
No.
No.
Terrifying
no.
thought.
No. Not good. Okay. How long do you think you could survive in the dungeon?
2.5 seconds. You know what? I'm not even leaving my house. Like, I didn't make it through the initial.
Just
like,
collapse me.
Collapse. Yeah.
You're asleep.
Oh, God. I have to be real about this. I don't know. I don't think I'm built for fighting. But
okay. Yeah. In that same vein, would you rather get dropped into the dungeon or the Institute of Red Rising?
The Institute, I think.
Because then you're at least a gold at that point.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, that's such a pretty good deal.
Unless you're one of the like house servants.
That's true.
No, I mean, you're a participant.
Yeah, you're participating.
Yeah.
That means, though, that you had to murder someone naked.
Well, I think that's part of the deal. You got to start there.
Okay.
You get dropped into into the passage.
Into the passage.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I would die
and then
there.
Get murdered naked. Yeah,
I don't know what you expect. Like in the dungeon, you're facing all sorts of crazy like monsters. Like if you're in the Institute, it's gonna be somebody like you.
Yeah. At least you have like reinforced bones.
Yeah,
and super strength at that point.
At least.
Yeah,
but you don't have a talking cat. So, okay. If you think you were able to last in the dungeon, what kind of character build or play style are you going for?
So I've said this before. I would be like Hecla. So like the Viking style, like
nice.
Yeah, for sure.
Get a harem of women.
I'm a tall girl, so I'm kind of feeding into that, I think, just being like that Amazonian kind of.
Nice. How tall are you?
I'm 5'11", so.
Ooh, I'm 5'9". I was like, are you going to beat me? I also love tall women. I'll join your harem.
Yay! Okay, perfect.
I want to be the one that, like, throws knives.
Perfect. Nice. You're in. Done.
Fuck yeah. Not that I've ever like successfully thrown a knife.
We'll practice. It'll be fine.
Do you feel like you have a real world skill now that you could use, you know, that may help you out in the dungeon, may help you survive?
Well, I feel like Okay, so this is okay, so like Princess Donut, oh god, what is it? It's like kind of like the bard class. Like I can sing with liquid and courage. Like what am I trying to say?
Liquid courage.
Yeah, I need liquid courage to do so, but fairly well. So I feel like I would use that to my advantage.
And like actually the spells would actually work.
I would not auto-tune or any of that stuff. So yeah.
Nice.
I love that.
So which character from Red Rising do you think would make it furthest in the dungeon?
Oh, Victra.
It could be good or bad. Okay.
Victra?
Victra's my girl.
Okay. Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's a baddie. I love her. Yeah.
They would have kicked her out if she was pregnant.
For me, the answer would be Sevro. He's so crafty.
He's so crafty. I don't know, man. What about the Fear Knight? I don't know. Atlas. He's crafty. Yeah.
I would say like Carl gives me a lot of Daryl vibes at times. Like the way he broods and the way, and the way he's like, you know, the you will not break me stuff.
Yeah.
And like I was definitely in like kind of, this is not a spoiler, but kind of like the taking it down from the inside type stuff that starts happening like that. A lot of that gave me Red Rising vibes. 100%.
For sure.
So if you're out there still on the fence, like I think there's a lot of traits.
Do you think Darrow and Carl would get along?
I think Darrow would like Carl.
I think so.
Yeah.
They're both pretty.
They'd be bros.
Pretty, oh God, I just lost my whole train of thought. They're both pretty like, maybe impulsive isn't the right word, but they're very like driven for destruction. I feel like. So I feel it's like kind of like a
mutual
along.
Yeah, like
they would go along with each other's plans very like instantaneously. Like,
do,
I think
do whatever it takes.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Destruction.
Yep.
Full Metal.
Yeah, I got
okay, last question's content related. What's your favorite kind of comment that you get on your content?
I mean,
like a nice
one. A nice one. But I think when people tell me that, and this is not, I'm not trying to brag or anything. This is not me saying that. It's very nice to hear when people say that I've inspired them to pick the series up. Like they've seen my videos and they like, you're the reason why I finally started reading this series and I love it so far. Like those are my favorite just because it's like, oh my God, I'm sharing this amazing piece of art that Matt created with the world, you know, and people are actually liking it. And it's creating an even bigger community as we go. So
yeah,
that's awesome.
Yeah. I love that. That's like, I that's the part that we love too. I feel like the more we can get people into this, the more friends we can make out of just like
internet
this.
Friends.
Yeah.
We've made so many friends. Now we're friends with you. Like I don't know.
Whether you like it or not.
Yeah.
I love it.
We're friends now, by the way. I don't know. That part is just, it's like, that's really what it's all about.
Yeah. I think both of these communities and probably, you know, most book communities, there's a few bad eggs, but most, for the most part, everyone's
so
encouraging.
Yeah.
They want the content. They want to talk about the books.
Yeah.
We all just want to have fun with this stuff together.
Right.
We're just trying to get through this war.
Right. We're escaping reality.
Yeah. Okay. We're joining other wars in our heads for fun. We're all in this together.
Uh-huh. All right. Last question. Bonus question.
Bonus question. There's so much Dungeon Crawler Carl related content coming out in the future other than the remaining books in the series. What are you looking forward to the most? And that could be TV show, tabletop games, what's a web comic?
As a
web comic, graphic novel, and those. I saw all the toys and merch coming out in the Facebook group.
I am very curious to see how they do the live action show.
Yeah.
Is that confirmed?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Well, I mean, it's like in development.
Confirmed live action. I think it's still super, like, it's in the beginning stages.
Yeah.
How are they going to do, like, never mind. That's a spoiler.
No, yeah, I know. It's going to be hard. I know everybody screams at me when I talk about it, but they want it to be animated. And I'm like, I understand. That would be so much easier. because you're never gonna, well, he's going to find someone to play Carl, and I swear the fandom will riot if it's not who they imagined. So it's gonna be tough.
Yeah.
Woo,
yeah.
But I'm excited for that for sure. I mean,
there's a similar argument in the Red Rising community too. Where,
yeah, live action versus live action.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We both like live action will get more attention.
Right.
Like it's just right. Not that many people watching animated. So mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think it'll be great.
I'm looking forward to the graphic novel about Florin.
Mm-hmm.
A lot. I backed that backer kit, and they're doing a graphic novel on the crocodile.
Yeah. Like, that was a good accent.
Crocodile guy. So
I should have grabbed it. I have.
Oh, nice.
Sent out already. Yeah.
That'll be cool. One's. I think he's an interesting character, and we don't you don't see as much with much of him, but he's got an interesting backstory. It sounds like so. I would love to see his journey through the.
When does that come out? I'm just learning about all these things.
This year sometime, I think.
Yeah, I think this year.
Yeah.
I'm almost done with book 7, and then I can start looking at all this
I'll share it with you once I get it.
Oh, nice.
All right, Aaron. You know what it's time for?
What are we into this week? That's like a donut voice. I do that every week, though. I need the reverb.
Do you want me to start? Are you still thinking?
I was going to say that, you know, speaking of merch and Dungeon Crawler Carl content, our friend Kevin made this shirt. His Instagram is @beeristhemindkiller. He went to the Matt Denneman's book tour with us, and he's handing out stickers.
That's also the name of his Etsy shop.
Yeah, Etsy shop. Beer, like chug chug. Beer is the mind killer. So I'm into Kevin and this shirt. And he's got a lot of Dungeon Crawler Carl stickers and merch, and then also a lot of Red Rising stuff that I'm sure y'all have already seen. That's what I'm into.
Maybe also a slight spoiler, but he's got an amazing Uzi Jesus sticker that is on the back of my computer.
I know. I bought a bunch of stickers, and a couple of my coworkers, I got into Dungeon Crawler Carl, and then like once they finish a book, I like give them a new sticker. And one of my coworkers came with us to the event, and he gave Jay a sticker, and I was like, no, he has to read the book.
I just imagine you stickers. Like saying new achievement. And then
you get a sticker. there's a gold Uzi Jesus. Yeah, that's great. Sam, what are you into this week?
I binged this series. It is called Morgan and Merlin's Excellent Adventures. Oh, welcome to the Dark Ages. This is.
Oh, you got the nails. You can do the.
Yeah.
Oh, she's good at that. Yeah.
but by Mallory, this is another lit RPG that I am obsessed with. It's like Arthurian legend, but basically, like, imagine a millennial woman getting like shot back in time to the Dark Ages.
Oh, shit,
that sounds
like Outlander. But
having like Merlin like in your head, and fighting creatures, and it's nice. Hilarious. So like, again, a series that made me laugh out loud, like hooked.
Okay. So I have to check that out. Nine.
What's it called again?
It's Morgan and Merlin's Excellent Adventures.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Love I that. Could just read Dark Ages.
Yeah, the text on Welcome to the Dark Ages.
Nice. Ben, what are you into this week?
I've been watching The Dinosaurs on Netflix.
The old 90s?
Manga would be...
Show the Dinosaurs?
Proud of me. No, it's a new documentary type situation.
I thought you were like, not the baby. Not the baby, not the mama.
Now you're showing like literally how old we
I
are.
I am, yeah.
Right there with you.
Who doesn't know about the dinosaurs?
There's a new show on Netflix. It's like a documentary, I guess. Okay. But it's like the age of the dinosaurs from kind of
this Tom
square
Hanks.
One all the way. It's narrated by Morgan Freeman.
Oh, it's Morgan Freeman.
But it's kind of like their rise and fall, and it's just a good, well done kind of like.
Nice, I would like that.
I love to check in on a nice little dinosaur doc and like learn about, you know, the past and
Mongo's
stuff like that.
Ancestors.
Yeah. So it's like it's a good show if you need something on the background. You can kind of like look up and down, kind of learn a little bit.
Is it historically accurate?
I mean,
as far as we know.
I've read a lot of books about dinosaurs, mm-hmm. and I would say like most of it, I'm like, yeah, I kind of like, I know a lot of this stuff. Cool. But so I would say yes, based on those books.
Nice.
It seems like
what's
it
on?
It's on Netflix. It's like, and it's, you know, got the really good graphics animation going. So it's like, it looks like real, like dinosaurs, real dinosaurs. And
do they put feathers on them, or are these all naked
that
dinosaurs?
Was my one complaint. They don't have like feathers on the T-Rex yeah. and stuff.
Yeah.
Which
we know that's wrong.
Inappropriate. Yeah, exactly. We've
they're big birds.
It's 2026. Dinosaurs have feathers
right.
now.
We all yeah. know.
yes.
Matt Dinneman told
so
us.
So that part I was kind of like, I don't know about this, but it is interesting hearing about the different periods and like how far apart some of this stuff was. It's yeah. kind of crazy.
How insignificant we all are.
Yes, you know. Nice. I always love to feel insignificant by the massive size of the universe.
Perfect.
But yeah, so it's fun. It's worth checking out for sure.
All right. Sam, do you have like a spiel? Where can people find you? What
yeah,
kind of stuff can they find?
I spread myself all over, man. I am
like Samantha.
Oh, no, sorry. I'm on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, Threads, Snapchat, all Sam Boyd Reads everywhere. I post every single day, like I said. Mainly bookish content, but I might try to mix it up a little bit here and there, especially with makeup. I might try to bring that back in. So we'll see. But yeah.
Nice.
Awesome. Go follow Sam. Thank yes. you so much for coming on the show. This was a very fun conversation.
It was fun. Yes.
Thank you. Anytime.
And now you're our new internet friend.
Yay! Yay.
You got to figure out how to get to Denver.
Yes. Oh my God. That would be so much fun.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Wow. That was so much fun.
She's great.
I'm not kidding you. If you haven't checked out her videos and if you like looking at nice makeup, like sometimes like during the video, I get distracted. So I'm like, shit, how do I do that?
No doubt.
Super fun convo. Check out Sam Boyd Reads.
Yes, please go follow her stuff.
Smash that button. Do it.
You nailed that.
Thank you.
All right, Aaron, what's coming up next week on HowlerPod?
Oh, next week we are going to talk the book and movie of Project Hail Mary.
Ooh, I love that.
And there will be spoilers.
Yes, we're going to talk spoilers for both book and movie.
If you've read the book, you should be good.
If you've read the book or seen the movie, you're going to be fine.
You'll be fine.
But we're going to go see the movie, and then we're going to talk about the book and the movie.
Yep, we've both read the book a couple times. Rye Gaz and Rocky.
And Rocky.
All right, Howlers. Don't forget to follow us on YouTube. You can see our beautiful faces. My donut shirt that I'm wearing from Beers of Mine Killer. And Ben's wearing a cat's shirt. Go cats.
In honor of Donut.
From K-State. follow us at HowlerPod, Instagram, Facebook, and we're at HowlerPod Official on TikTok. Email us, howlerpod@gmail.com. Leave a voicemail. Tell Sam hi. Tell her you love her cosplay. Tell Sam that you picked up Dungeon Crawler Carl because of her.
Yes.
That's at 1-800-516-1540. And all of this, you can find this on our link tree, on our Instagram page, or at HowlerPod.com. Tell a friend about Red Rising and Dungeon Crawler Carl.
Spread the word.
Spread the word. By the way, my dog's name is Carl. Did I mention that?
Wow.
Anyways. Rate and review us 5 stars only. If you don't give us 5 stars only, then you don't get to meet Donut. I don't know.
That sounds pretty horrible.
That would suck.
Yeah. Thanks, Howlers.
Omnisphere Lupus. Ow!